Sensor Global saves lives with automatic compliance and manages smoke alarms, gas and water leak detection with 24/7 remote management. It provides complete control, reduced risks and improved compliance for property managers. To find out more, speak to Anthony Booth or head over to sensorglobal.com. Hi, I'm Ashley Goodchild and welcome to the PM Collective podcast, where I invite you to listen to opinions and stories that are relevant in the property management world. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Six steps to get started on YouTube. So YouTube and LinkedIn are the two most popular ways that I bring in business, and YouTube is a bit of an untapped market. So I'm excited to share with you today some six steps on how to get started if you do not yet have a channel. So first off, why YouTube? Well, first up, it is one of the second most popular search engines that's currently being used. And so whether you are selling or managing properties, this place is a wonderful area to showcase them. I also find that YouTube is currently being underused by property managers at the moment. So it's a really easy way to stand out as well, purely by the fact that you have a channel. So when I started using YouTube, I originally used it as a free library to store my videos, but now I also use it as a marketing tool. So step one is creating your channel. Make it inviting, make sure that you fill in all the blanks, you put a logo, banner, description, and make sure that it visually looks inviting. And it's really important to use a handle that has some reference to the fact that you're working in real estate or as a property manager. So for me, I use @PerthPropertyManager, but I could have also used something like Ash Real Estate, Ash Property Manager, something like that, so that when you do comment, people do see that you are in real estate. So that's a really big tip to make sure that you do as well. Step two, content. Now, this is where the fun begins. I personally find creating content easy, but for those that do not find it easy, let's brainstorm some great video ideas for you. So we've got virtual tours, we've got market insights and updates, we've got DIY home tips. This could also be extended to cleaning tips for tenants or tips for tenants living in a rental home, how they can make it their own. You've got client testimonials, a day in the life of vlogs, educational content, which is probably one of my more favorite ones, because what's great with using educational content is that you can also share that with your current owners to help them with their properties. And it also brings people to your YouTube channel. And then you've got community highlights. So it might be showcasing local businesses or schools or suburbs. And then you've got the most common questions that investors ask, which is always a good one as well, because if you find that you're getting the same sort of questions, it's a great video to then share on your socials or respond to that client with your video as well. So that is on content and some ideas for you to get started with a plan. Step three on how to get started on YouTube, the production. So no need for a Hollywood budget, but a tripod, some good lighting and a clear sound will make all the difference. So where possible, try to use the front camera and not the selfie camera so that it's a better quality, and also use landscape mode on your phone. So I find that just a cheap tripod from Kmart, or I got mine from Amazon because I can carry it in my bag. It's really, really convenient, and it means that I can do them on the fly. So if I'm just at a rental property, I can just pull out the tripod and do some recording, which is always good to do. And with my microphone, I've tried a few. We've got the Rode microphone, which is only $89, I think, and that's the one that is wired and straight from your phone, and you just clip it on, but it does mean that you need to be quite close to your phone for recording. You can get wireless Rodes, but they're a bit more pricey. So if you are just an amateur at the moment, my thoughts are go with the cheap option and use that first, and then make sure that you're going to be doing it regularly before you invest too much money into doing it. The other option is that I did trial a really cheap wireless microphone that I got just online, and I think it might have only cost about $20, and that is okay for sound. It's probably not as good as the Rode, but it only cost me $20, so I'm now trialing that one, and we'll do that until I find the need to go and actually splurge and go get the proper Rode one, which will be my the ultimate option for you. So that is all you need when it comes to products for getting started. Now, step four of getting started on YouTube is editing. So keep it so simple. Edit out the bloopers. If you like bloopers, keep them in if they're funny. You can add some graphics, make sure branding's visible. I find that just trimming the front and the end of the video is all that I need to do, because I don't like spending too much time editing, because you're less likely to produce content if you make it too hard. So keep it real simple, trim up the front, trim up the back, and then get it uploaded. Step five, how to get followers. Now, I won't lie, it's a slow burn. The best way I have found is to simply put your YouTube channel on your email signature and include it as an option for people to connect with you on your intro email. And when you are sharing your content, use the YouTube link so that it takes more people there. So when you have a video, pop it onto YouTube and then go onto your Facebook or your business page or your LinkedIn and share the YouTube channel. And then that will take more people to that page. So the more you share your videos, the more people will find your page. And then having it at the bottom of your email signature, of course, is always handy. So it is a slow burn, and you do have to just do a couple of those things and just wait for the followers to come along. Step six, engage and grow. So YouTube's a two-way street. Respond to the comments that people leave you, collaborate with other industry pros, and you can do some joint interviews. If you go and have a look at my YouTube at Perth Property Manager, you'll see that I do collaborate with a lot of other property managers, and that's always good. And share your videos across all your platforms, so all your social platforms, but also including your email database when it comes to keeping and communicating and keeping in touch with your clients. What I would do is search YouTube videos for other people in the real estate and finance industry and watch their videos, and just make sure you comment and connect to them as well, so that their clients can see that you have. And that's where your social handle comes in handy, because when you do comment and connect with your handle that has some reference to real estate or property manager, then people can quickly identify that you're in real estate and then hopefully head over to your channel and take a look. So there you go, your blueprint for YouTube success. Now remember, consistency is key. So keep posting, keep the process simple so that you do consistently do it. Keep engaging, and most importantly, keep it real, and don't get too bogged down in the perfection side of it. Just get your content out there. The more real you can make it, the easier you'll find the process, which means that you're going to start using the platform more. And since there's not a lot of people using it, it's going to be your point of difference, and if nothing more, a perfect storage yard for your videos to repurpose on your socials in the future. The team at The Grout Guy are leading experts in regrouting, waterproofing, and tiling services nationwide. Property managers find comfort in their 10-year waterproof warranty on all full shower regrouts. Visit thegroutguy.com.au to rejuvenate your property's tiles and grout now.